right way. I don't know.
Apartments?
Oh, I probably am going to step anything. Houses, instead of chicken house, instead of your house, chicken house, hog house.
Oh, so they'll...
Your environment, just destructive.
Mm-hmm. So
it,
they'll destroy
anything? So environment could be anything. It could be a fox, or it can be a kid.
Oh, it can be a kid too, okay. What's a little animal that runs up and down trees?
A squirrel.
Okay, can you tell me about some different kinds of squirrels?
You have your great squirrel, that's your largest squirrel. And you have your great squirrel.
Wait, you first said great?
Great. Uh-huh. That's your big squirrel.
And then
your great squirrel, uh-huh. That's your squirrel you see in neighborhoods and stuff. And you have your brown squirrel. It's just a difference in color, I think.
Okay.
Your flying squirrel.
Do you have any of those
around? Just, well, I have never seen one. You have a lot of squirrels around Washington. It's fine, squirrel. It's just a squirrel on his armpits and on his leg pits. You have an extra little thin piece of skin. When he jumps, it kind of helps him glide a little bit. Just a little bit. You can't hardly notice it.
Okay. Now, this is something sort of like a squirrel, but it doesn't climb trees. A little tiny striped thing.
A chipmunk.
Yeah, okay. Can you name some kinds of fish that you can find around here?
Around here?
Yeah, do you go fishing?
Yeah, I fish a lot, but yeah. I don't know about the fish around here.
Okay, well...
Oh, yeah. Trout, bass, crocodile fish. Red snappers. But that's not around here, no. Red snappers are deep sea fishing.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's most of all that. Most of my go fishing for either a trout or either deep sea fishing for a snapper.
Okay. What do pearls grow in?
Oysters.
Okay, and what is the thing that makes a noise around the pond
at night? A frog.
Okay, do you have a name for the real big one?
A toad.
The one that has a real loud voice?
Well, I thought it was a toad.
You call it a toad, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a name for the little tiny?
A frog. Baby frog.
How about little green ones that hop around on trees?
Frogs. I call all them frogs.
Okay. What about the little brown one thing that hops around in your garden and will eat insects and supposed to give people warts?
A toad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's the thing you dig to go fishing with?
What you put on your bait with? A cricket.
One long thing.
A bait, a worm.
Okay. And do you have names for different kinds of worms?
An earthworm, a ground worm, a bait.
So what, can you tell me the differences between all those?
The earthworm is a big fat worm, and it looks like a snake a little bit. And it's groundworm and earthworm, the same thing. But your bait is your little skinny things that you can't really see.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Okay. What's a hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and legs?
A snail, a turtle.
Do you know about different kinds of turtles?
You snapping turtle. Mm-hmm. Ones that bite, that's what I heard. And I don't know the name of it. It has a real colorful shell. And it's very scary. But I don't know the name of it. Just your snapping turtle. And that's all I know.
Okay, how about ones on dry land?
It's your turtle.
Okay, have you heard of terrapin?
Yeah, terrapin.
What does that mean to you?
It's a regular tool. I heard of it. No, it's all that.
Okay. And what's the kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams? It's got little claws, and it swims backwards.
A crawdad, crawfish, crab.
You call them crawdads?
Yeah, crawdads.
Now, is it the same thing as crawfish?
Yes, just different names. Crawfish, crawdads, crabs.
You also give the word crab to crawdads, same thing. Okay.
That's what we call them around in neighborhood, crabs or crawdads, either one.
Okay.